T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm John Sill.
WTIC. So we're going to get to that sound from Jolinet doing his best deflection and deception routine on the rate hikes, the electric rate hikes. Let's get to Jill in Windsor, though. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell you a couple things about hospitals and facilities. They have standard of care and safe care, and those are rules that you have to do. Now, in the OR, it's required that you wear eye protection, and it wraps around, just like a factory would give you the goggles to wear so you don't have any damage done to your eyes. It's a requirement to wear an N95 mask. You have to be cap, gown, booties, and gloves, especially, you know, when they're doing knee replacements. They're using saws in there. They're cutting bones. Stuff's flying, skin, everything. So also, for a TB patient, you have to wear an N95 respirator mask, cap, gowns, booties, gown, et cetera. You always tell the patients that you are protecting them as well as yourself.
Yep.
And I believe the Surgeon General and Dr. Fauci didn't want people to buy up all the N95 masks and the goggles, because the hospital is a cesspool of germs. And those healthcare workers, those providers, needed to wear that equipment because Governor Lamont neglected to purchase it as he was required to. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you, in the middle of March, I spoke with some very reputable, trusted physicians that I've known for decades. And I said, this is, you know, what I'm wondering from you. Tell me what you think about the COVID-19 virus. What do you think the number of deaths are? And they felt at that point, from all their years of study, even in pulmonology and other areas of medicine that they are specialized in, and board certified, that the death count was not going to be as high as the flu. But because of Governor Lamont, Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey decided to deliberately send infected patients to nursing homes and kill people off, that's why we have such a high count. They created a demographic genocide for the most vulnerable population, people who have disease process and who are elderly who can't fight it off. That's what I wanted to tell you, Todd.
Well, I think that's right. I just want to bring you back for a second, Jill, if I could, to the comment you made at the beginning about in surgery, the use of masks and other protective gear. And I wonder if even though they say it's for the patient and the doctor, is that true, or is it more for one than the other?
It's true for both, because if you have a patient that has some disease, you can get something, you can get the disease, you can be exposed to AIDS, hepatitis, anything like that. All these bloods, the blood, you expose yourself to that. There are doctors who get tested year-round for that because they're operating on people who could have AIDS or hepatitis, and both kill. And they're all different types of hepatitis.
Let's go back to what they've told us about the COVID, that we're wearing the masks to protect others primarily. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's accurate or some kind of...
Yes, it's, they're telling you 50%, but it's also to protect you. Because if you don't contract it, you're not spreading it to kill the elderly population or people who have a disease process. So it's to protect both. But they didn't tell you to wear these things because they knew they didn't have enough. The hospitals, I mean, this, the governors neglect to buy what they need to buy for the hospitals. And they all say they prepare
right.
for a pandemic and train
yes.
for it, these hospitals. But they have an infectious disease doctor at every hospital who is supposed to report infections to the hospital. I want to know why mm-hmm. the state government, the State Department of Health, wasn't working with all these ID infectious disease doctors at all these hospitals and not knowing what's going on. And the same thing with the County Department of Health.
Thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear your perspective as somebody who works in the industry. And it's a little different. Thank you for that. 860-522-9842. So, Jolly Ned, as you might recall, he's governor. And he will be having a press conference this afternoon. I wonder if he'll be talking like this. Well, better than that. I'm wondering if he'll be talking in such a way that we can hear him. That's what I'm wondering about. All right, let me check my settings here and see if I can get this thing going.
You know, yesterday we had...
Nope, that's the Fauci. Let's get back to Ned with his Eversource comments because I have a bunch of questions here I want you to answer. Come on, Ned. Do it.
All right. Just when your job and our economy has taken a COVID-related hit, then you get your electric bill in the mail and you see a big increase in that bill. Let me explain what's going on.
Let him explain what's going on. First question, do you think Ned knew what was going on before the outrage began? Do you think he anticipated this outrage because he knew that people were going to be getting huge bills? By the way, how much has your electric bill gone up? If you've gotten one with the jump in it, how much has it gone up? 860-522-9842. This is important because people have been saying, I think the first call we got was a week ago, and somebody said they had a $250 electric bill on a rental apartment that wasn't occupied. And the woman couldn't figure out how it could possibly be so high.
Of that big increase you got, 4% is related to a rate increase from Eversource, 4%.
Now notice how the governor is trying to make it seem like this has nothing to do with the governor. Is it possible that Eversource just raised rates 4% without the government knowing? Could that be?
Then you get your electric bill in the mail, and you see a big increase in that bill. Let me explain what's going on. Of that big increase you got, 4% is related to a rate increase from Eversource.
Okay, 4% rate increase from Eversource. That sounds like a few bucks. That sounds like minor league stuff. It doesn't sound like the big increases we've been hearing about over the last week. Not at all.
We're going to take a hard look at that, our regulatory group there, to make sure that every dime of that is justified. If it's not, we roll it back.
Well, wait a sec. If my understanding is rates don't get raised unless the regulatory arm of the Connecticut government decides that the utilities can raise rates. Am I not correct here, please? So what is he saying?
We're going to take a hard look at that, our regulatory group there, to make sure that every
our
dime...
regulatory group there, he says, is going to take a close look at that. What, please, is he talking about? Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Yeah, I can explain why the governor is acting like he doesn't know what's going on.
All right. Yes.
How about all the taxes they're going to collect off the utility bills when they raise... They let the suppliers raise the rates. They tax on the total bill.
Who does that?
The state of Connecticut. They have taxes on those utility bills.
What are the taxes on? Do you know what they're collecting?
On your utility bills.
Do you know how much they're collecting? I hadn't even thought about the taxes.
The average tax on utilities and on utility bills probably what 2-3%. So figure that out, and everybody in Connecticut.
No, but then there's all those, there's always those little things there, like a couple of points for this, a couple of points for that. Thank you for that call. Very noisy, your phone call, but helpful nevertheless. 860-522-9842. And we've got Alan in Coventry. Hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, so I got my bill, and last June's bill was $236, and it said that I used 8-point-something% less than last June, and then July's bill was $468, saying I used 12-point-something% less than last July. What I found interesting on the second page is that this bill was based on partially on the new rate and partially on the old rate. So if my increase is $468 from $236 between June and July, what am I going to expect in August? Like $700? Because it'll be all on a new rate?
But do you know what your June-July differential was last year?
I don't know. It just, I saw the percentage difference. It said that compared this June to last June, I used less.
How much less was it June to June?
It's at 8.5% less.
Okay, and in July you went up 10%. Is that what you said?
No, no. For July it said that I used 12-point-something% less than last July.
Oh, less. Okay.
But I've never had a utility bill like that in my life, and we've been doing nothing since. Nothing different in the house, running the house since COVID.
So you were shocked when you got the $468 bill for July.
Oh yeah, I'm going to send them $236 like I did last month.
Very good, Alan. All right, thank you for the phone call. Joining us now, former state senator Len Susio. Len, what else have you learned? You've been on a couple times with us recently. What's the latest on Ned's electric caper?
Well, first of all, Ned doesn't know what he's talking about, because as you and I have discussed before, Eversource is saying that the transmission charge, which is one of the big increases on everyone's electric bill, went up because usage went down, not up.
Right.
So so someone's not telling the story, the right story anyways. And, you know, the transmission charge alone, I compared it to what my bill was 2 years ago in July, because the electric usage was almost identical for both months. It was a good apples comparison. And my transmission charge went up 40.1%. The FMCC delivery charge, which is on the bills that people have to under the delivery section, that went up 174%. And then all the other little charges you see under delivery, those all went up as well, although not as dramatically. And what's driving this, of course, there's a couple of things. One is the thing that most people are not aware of. It's the politicians in Hartford have mandated energy policy that has not only made Connecticut the most expensive state in the lower 48, but it's going to make certain that we stay the highest for the next 10 years, because what people are seeing today in their bills is the first of what should be 10 years of successive cost increases in their electricity because.
And this is about buying the non-fossil fuel produced energy,
right.
the
renewables, right? Exactly.
The wind and the solar.
Yes, I mean it does include hydroelectric, but we don't have that around here. Hydroelectric is the best form of renewables if you had it available, but it's not. So they have to worry about wind and solar. And, of course, both sources of energy are unreliable. They depend on the weather to begin with, and they can only fulfill a small fraction of what our true energy needs are, and they're unpredictable. So one day.
Okay, but before you criticize, that's a really good point, but I just want to stay on the issue of what is the law that the left has made.
Yeah.
In order to show their compassion for average working people, to artificially drive up the cost of electricity by insisting on certain minimum requirements of state purchase of green energy. And before you answer that question, we've got to take a quick break. Len Susio is here. Stay with us on WTIC. WTIC, we're talking with Len Susio about the electric rate hike. So just tell us what the law is about how much more, well, how much more forced buying of maybe non-existent renewable energy sources must the state of Connecticut do according to the Compassion Law designed to make electricity more expensive every year? Senator Susio.
I could hear part of that, but I couldn't hear all of it because it was faded.
But you I was switching you around. Go ahead.
The law that has really been mostly responsible for this outrageous increase in interest rates and electric rates is Senate Bill number 9, which was passed in May of 2018. I was there. I was there on the floor of the Senate as we debated that bill. And that bill affected consumer electric rates in several ways. Number one, it mandated a whopping increase in the mandated purchase of these expensive and unreliable sources of energy, which was guaranteed to jack up the cost of consumers. And the sponsors of the bill never even cared to inquire about how expensive it was going to be.
SB 9 from 2018 that you're referring to?
Right, exactly. Okay. Anybody listening to your show, you can get a copy of that bill by going to the CGA website, and you can get a copy of the analysis of it produced by the Office of Fiscal Analysis and the Office of Legislative Research.
Well, when you say the bill is there and an analysis of the bill is there, it sounds like what you're suggesting is that Ned and nobody else is surprised by what's going on right now. If they were, they at least know that they shouldn't be surprised because this is the law. It was visibly and publicly debated and passed, and there's no secret here. Is Ned accurately describing what the law is when he talks about why these rates are going up?
No, Ned ascribes the increase in your utility bill to the fact that you're, quote, using more energy than ever before. You're staying at home and using, your appliances and your air conditioning. But that's not true. It might be a partially true. But the major reason is this legislation which mandates that the utility companies must buy ever-increasing amounts of the most expensive energy you can get and the most unreliable energy, by the way, as well. And that's number one. And number two, they did it. A deal with the Millstone nuclear plant, which basically set it up so it was virtually non-competitive bidding for half of that plant's annual output. And as a result, that's what PURA approved only back in last September. And that's being added to the delivery charges. So those are the two biggest factors affecting this. And the politicians are just running for, the tall grass right now. They're looking for cover. They don't want to be blamed for this, even though they are the ones who were in cahoots with the executives at Eversource. By the way, Eversource's earnings for the second quarter of this year were 700% of what they were last year, seven times more. And the chief executive officer of Eversource had his pay increased by 33% to $19 million per year. This is a company that's screaming that they got to increase your transmission charge because you're conserving energy, and therefore they have to take more money out for per unit of electricity you buy because they can't make enough money based on your conservation efforts, you the consumer.
So Eversource is saying the cost of electricity is going up because, or they're charging more because they are allowed to because of the drop in consumption. And Ned is saying it's because people are running their air conditioners, the opposite of what the truth is.
Yes, they're going just totally opposite directions. And Ned, I don't think, even knows what Eversource is saying. And I know, again, I looked at my bill July of this year compared to 2 years ago. The usage was almost identical, but all these little different charges I was just mentioning, the transmission charges.
They get you. I've got to hold you right there. Len Susio, thank you, sir, for filling us in once again. We're on a tight schedule because Jolly Ned and the Fauci's coming up after news. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.